Every year, Baltimoreans hear about the National Spelling Bee, where 12-year-old contestants are successfully spelling such esoteric words as tenebrious, dysphagia, and retrogression. The young spellers come from New York and Chicago, Dallas and St. Louis, from cities across the country, but not from Baltimore. But up through the 1950s, students from Baltimore City's junior high schools, under the sponsorship of the Baltimore Sun, did compete in the National Spelling Bee. And here is where we begin the heartbreaking story of a little 12-year-old African-American girl named Gloria Lockerman. On May 19, 1955, Gloria, of 1021 North Poppleton Street in West Baltimore, was seated in the auditorium of the Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C., as a finalist, representing Baltimore City and Booker T. Washington Junior High, the end of a long and thrilling road. Gloria, her teacher, and her grandparents arrived 2 days early at the Willard Hotel, Spelling Bee headquarters in Washington. They spent the time visiting monuments and practicing with Gloria, who told reporters, quote, "I'm playing Scrabble. It helps me to see the words." Gloria survived the runoff and qualified for the finals. Promptly at 8:30 the next morning, she was seated with 64 of the country's elite spellers, 37 girls, 27 boys. A frightened but quietly confident Gloria Lockerman lasted through 5 more tense rounds, correctly spelling beguile, application, and witticism. She was on a roll. But when she was asked to spell meerschaum, described by the leader as a soft white clay-like material used to hold tobacco in smoking pipes, Baltimore's own little Gloria paused. She pronounced the word carefully and began to spell the word, M-I-R, and then the tears came. She had come so far, only to lose out because she couldn't spell the word meerschaum. Can you?